If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. The voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today we're going to look at the very last part of our series with interviewing Basil Yards, who's been fascinating and teaching us all kinds of things about spreading the gospel in different ways to do that. Part of a class he holds 4 hours on Saturday to teach people how to do that. And you can contact him at the station here or contact him through me as well to find out more about this. Let's switch over to the interview right now. Now, it's fascinating. One of the things I always teach, actually, in the parish is, and to help people understand, that it is the role of the laity to bring the gospel to the world. It's It's not the role of the laity to come to church on Sunday as the boss, mm-hmm. but it's to come to church on Sunday, as you say, to have the experience of being in the presence of Christ and his community, but then going out into the world and bringing that message That's in right. the working world, whatever the That's case right. may be. But and you're bringing that out in more literally. In your
The important thing is
yeah.
that I used to tell my people, go do it. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do, because that's what my pastor taught.
Right.
And I guess his pastor taught him that too.
Sure.
And then I discovered that my role was not to preach them guilty and tell them, go do it. My role was not to tell them what to do and why to do. My role was to train them how to do.
Yeah.
Because people are afraid of doing if they don't know how.
Sure, absolutely.
But if they know how, Jesus taught the disciples. When you read, a lot of people read John chapter 17 and they think, whoa, what a wonderful pray. Jesus prayed. And they miss it altogether. All Jesus was doing in John chapter 17 was telling the Father what he did to disciple the 12. He said, he starts by saying, I thank you, Father, that you have given me these people. And you've given me the right to give them eternal life. And to give eternal life to all those who believe, and they will not perish. And you've given me these men, and I have told them about you. I have given them your word. I have prayed for them. I have sent them into the world just as you sent me into the world. I have shared your glory with, and he enumerates all the things that he did with them to make disciples of them. He took them out with him.
Mm-hmm.
They saw what he did.
They learned directly from him.
He came back and he sat with them and taught them mm-hmm. what to do. Then he called them and sent them out. I think it is in Luke chapter 9, it says he sent out his disciples. And then it says, when the apostles returned,
mm-hmm.
okay, they went out one way, but when they had gone out and they came back, they were different.
They were,
as a matter of fact,
yeah.
then he, in chapter 10, he calls 72 other people
right,
who
right.
were ordinary believers. These were not the 12 disciples who became apostles, these were ordinary followers. And he said to them, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few.
Yes, that's right.
I want you to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest field. But I also want you to go into the harvest. And he sent them out two by two. And they went out. He told them the same thing that he told the 12. Preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons. Now, how could he tell them that? People think that that's for the priest to do. That's for the pastor to do. But that's for believers to do. And that's what Jesus was demonstrating there. They went out and they came back joyfully and they said, Lord, even the demons were subject to us in your name. And Jesus said to them, yes, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven when you went out. And behold, I give to you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. He didn't say that to the 12. That was ordinary believers that he was saying that to. 72 ordinary believers that he said that to. I give you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And I want to say that to the church of Jesus Christ in Boston today. Whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Nazarene, whether you're Anglican, it doesn't matter what denomination you are of. As long as Jesus Christ dwells in you, the power of the Holy Spirit dwells in you. As long as you have invited Jesus in, you have received the very life of God, the Spirit of God within you. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 20 says this, that he is able, God is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you ask or think by the power that dwells in you. God doesn't do it on his own. He does it by the power that dwells in you. God wants to use you as an ordinary believer with the power that is in you. And as you go and you begin to share the gospel with people, you might not know everything that you need to say, but the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say and what to do. And as you share, expect that when you pray with people, if people are sick and they receive your message, they receive the gospel, Jesus said, pray with them. And tell them the kingdom of God has come to you. And heal them. And cast demons out of them if they're troubled by demons. And I want to say that to every believer who is listening to this broadcast today. God expects that of you just as much as he expected it of the 72 that Jesus sent out. And the 12 that Jesus trained and sent out. God expects the same thing of you and of me.
Well, this was a wonderful time. Thank you so much. And this is this has just been a great experience. Of course, every time I talk to you, it's always a fascinating experience. And I want to say to everyone listening, thank you again for tuning us in. And this is Pastor Basil, who is here at WRL, WEZE, which is Salem, Boston, from Salem Communications. And thank you again, and blessings to you and all your ministry. May God bless you and all that you are doing.
Father Carr, and may God bless you also.
Well, that was a wonderful time speaking with Basil Yards. We had a great time at the studio at Salem, which is down in Marina Bay and in Quincy, Massachusetts. So it was great, very informative, and he's just someone who is great to talk to and really fascinating. So
We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish, in fact, from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. I have a suggestion for you. If you ever wanted to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every Sunday, even this weekend. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about experiencing St. Anthony's, for example, the standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, what I'd also like you to do is to consider that if you're coming to Mass and you're not ready to contribute, and you don't want to be there hands hanging, as the expression goes, I'm going to ask you to do this. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and no other church or other parish. But that way, let us know that you've heard the show and you want to experience what we offer at St. Anthony Parish, and you may want to help us to build the parish even more. So if you don't currently call a local Catholic parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 021. 134 is our zip code area, and we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we've had a great conversation over the past 2 weeks with Basil Yards, and fascinating. And if you'd like to hear it again, don't forget, you can always go to our podcast. We're on your favorite podcast platform as Catholic Audio Media, all one word. But on Spotify, we're Catholic Audio Media, three words. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed weekend. We'll see you on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.